Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on 720 WGN. That's our friend Otis Clay. Dan Long, was that from when he was here in February?
Yeah, that was live here in the Showcase studio.
That sounds pretty good. He had like nine people in here, eight or nine people in here. I keep saying that. It was such a great guy. So Chicago Voices. Otis was a great Chicago voice. I mean, so distinctive with soul and gospel. We have Kyan Harris, the director of Lyric Unlimited. And this is going to be interesting because I know very little about Chicago Voices. You just announced it Thursday night at the Hideout.
That's right.
So tell us what Chicago Voices is, what it's going to be.
Sure. So Chicago Voices is a brand new initiative of Lyric Opera of Chicago. And it might surprise you to hear that Lyric, who everyone knows is a great opera company, is really starting a new project that's a celebration of the human voice and of all the great diversity of vocal traditions here in Chicago. So it has multiple components. We're going to be doing a competitive process called Community Created Performances. We're doing a citywide celebration with a whole host of different events. We're also having an incredible gala concert at the Opera House where we'll have Renee Fleming, our creative consultant and one of the world's great sopranos, alongside singers with deep ties to Chicago in all the different genres, and a lot of masterclasses, panel events, that kind of thing.
And tell us why Renee Fleming's important to this. She did something similar with American Voices at the Kennedy Center. So tell us about what that was and how this will be similar and how this will be different.
Absolutely. So Renee spearheaded a project at the Kennedy Center that she called American Voices. And the concept was really simple. She wanted to bring together top singers in all the genres that are associated with America. So it was jazz, it was gospel, it was country, classical, and so on. And it was a gala performance, so it was a real showcase of vocal abilities. And then she did a deep dive with panel discussions and symposia on the state of the music industry, vocal health. It was really intended for early career musicians, for educators to understand better sort of what the lay of the land is right now for the music industry across genres. So Renee brought that idea to us at Lyric and said, what do you think about a Chicago Voices project? And we just loved it. The idea of Chicago Voices, the idea of celebrating the human voice and putting opera singing on a plane with other types of singing, just had immediate appeal. And for me, I'm somebody who does a lot of work with communities around Chicago. The ability to connect through styles of music that aren't classical is huge. So this is a great project for us.
You know, one thing, and we'll touch on this later when we talk about gospel and Otis, but the city's kind of broken right now. And, you know, the search for a common ground. Can you talk about how this can kind of smooth that out? How can this help the city?
Right. Well, music can be something that brings people together across economic boundaries, across racial boundaries, across cultural boundaries. As you say, I think this is a city that's at a crisis point. And even before this, you know, it's a city that's very segregated. But there's tremendous pride in this city. There are people who love the blues who aren't a part of a community where blues lives every day. And across examples there, that is true. I think one of the hopes that Renee has and that Lyric has in initiating this project is that we can create dialogue across communities. It's going to be an opportunity to hear voices literally from across the city, singing in the genre that suits that community, that individual, that group, and really celebrating them all. So we're hoping that it'll be something that is unifying.
I heard on Amy's show before this, I had a reference of Chicago being I'm born and raised here, but being a big small town, so that might work to your advantage, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's segregated, but it's people, you know, it's kind of an accessible town sometimes.
It can be, and I think music is a reason people go into other neighborhoods.
Now, tell us about some of the upcoming things. I mean, things are happening right away. I mean, this open submission process for community-created performances, and people, tell us about your website, how people can find out about this.
Yeah, so community-created performances, I have to say, I think is a really cool element of this Chicago Voices project. And this is something that they did not do at the Kennedy Center. This is a native here to Chicago and to Chicago Voices. We are inviting groups of Chicagoans to tell the story of their community. And there will be a competitive process. So from the applications where we hear different community stories from around communities in Chicago, Chicagoans will be able to vote on the stories they find most compelling. And the top three vote getters are going to create those. They're going to turn those stories into original music theater works. It sounds complicated, but it's really quite exciting. And we had a chance to do a pilot project just this past December that tested out this very concept. And I have to say, the results were phenomenal. A really incredible group of young dancers, actually. It's a group called Blue Rhythm Collective.
Okay.
Came together to go through this process. And the story they decided to tell was about being a struggling artist in Chicago. So they turned that story into a script, and they wrote original music, and they created original dances, and they performed the work at the Vidim Theater, and we were all just blown away.
Our next guests are from Maywood. So is there a boundary to this, or can people, are Maywood friends get involved with this? How does that work?
Well, we are we are sticking to the city of Chicago just because we had to put some boundary on it. But we hope that people from around the city and within the city limits will apply. And I should mention that the application info is available at chicagovoices.org.
And I know it's in the press stuff. Some of our another friend of the show, John Prine, is involved. Tell us about some of the people who have Herbie Hancock. Tell us some of the names who have already signed up for this and what their roles will be.
Sure. John Prine.
He's from Maywood, by the way. John, yeah. So he can. So anyway.
Well, we're working on multiple things at once. And one of the things that Renee Fleming really wanted, you know, she's not from Chicago. She spends a lot of time here as in her role as creative consultant at Lyric. But this isn't her hometown. And so we have done a lot of research for her, trying to, you know, share who are those great legends of Chicago's vocal history, and also who's current right now, who should she know about right now across the genres. And she is developing and curating this gala concert, which will be in February of 2017. And she said, you know, I really want to put together an advisory group that will help me shape this so that we get the best singers and we really pay tribute to those legendary artists of Chicago. So we've been making those calls. And yeah, we're really, really thrilled. Herbie Hancock has signed on to be a part of that advisory group. John Prine, as you mentioned, and Kurt Elling. Kurt was also involved in the American Voices project. And so he and Renee have an ongoing friendship.
Wow. What about rock and roll? Are you touching all genres? I mean, you're going to talk to Jeff Tweedy or Billy Corgan or anything?
Yes. It's difficult to.
You got quite a crowd out there.
It's difficult to name names now because we're talking with everybody that you can possibly think of. So we're looking at hip hop, of course, and folk, the folk scene, rock, soul, R&B, gospel, blues. You know, we really want to cover all of the genres that are really deeply associated with this city. And we have a lot to choose from, thankfully.
So to recap, give me a little time frame of what's going to be happening in the next 3-4 months and stuff to whet people's appetite.
Absolutely. So what's happening first is this application process for community-created performances. So right now we're accepting applications until March 1st. And this is for that storytelling project I told you about that becomes a competitive process to create a brand new work. And those works, the culmination of that will happen in fall of 2016. Starting this summer, we're going to be offering a whole host of activities. We're calling it a citywide celebration. We're partnering with the Chicago History Museum, and we're going to do a series of talks on some of the great figures of Chicago's vocal history. We're going to be doing social media campaigns where Chicagoans are invited to sing a song, upload it onto our site, and we'll create a whole tapestry of Chicago residents singing.
Now, how is that going to work?
Well, it's just that simple. It's going to be whatever you want to sing, and then, you know, take a video of yourself on your iPhone, upload it to our site, and there'll be a whole you'll be able to watch as many as you like, and should be just a really cool sort of portrait of Chicago. And the idea really is to get people singing. Singing is something that happens in every culture. It really unites us. It's something that is a part of every celebration, and you know, it's something that we want to just encourage.
I read in some of the background, will there be a photo exhibit of Chicago singers?
That's exactly right. So we have been working with some incredible photographers who have archives of some of the great singers from Chicago. And so we're working now on developing that into a photographic exhibit. And again, you know, we're not trying to recreate the wheel. This is a city that has great music festivals. Anybody who spends time here in the summer goes to Blues Fest and Jazz Fest and Gospel Fest. And we're not trying to do a deep dive into these genres generally, but we're looking at it through the lens of vocalism and vocalists.
And we should give props to funders, because not only is Chicago a mess, but the state, you know, can't even pay off lottery winners and stuff. So who's helping you out? Who's helping you out with this? who are your sponsors?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. This is a massive project. It's a 2-year project, and it has many components. As I've mentioned, we're really fortunate. We have a huge grant from the Mellon Foundation, which has been a great supporter of Lyric and Lyric Unlimited, which is the part of the company that I oversee. We have funding from the Ford Foundation, so two major national foundations. And then also, we've been really, really fortunate to have two Incentivate grants from DCASE, the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events here in Chicago. A lot of the work that we're doing, these community-created performances that we'll be presenting, will happen around the city. These are not meant to be in the Opera House. These are going to take place around the city in the neighborhoods. And
that's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think DK sees the value in that, and it supports the cultural plan that's underway.
It's fascinating. This has not been done in any other cities, just the American Voices thing.
The American Voices thing, that's the only project like this that I know of, and that really took place within the walls of the Kennedy Center. So we're taking the concept and blowing it up and really trying to make it something that everybody can participate in. We're also creating a curriculum for students. We really want students to learn some of this history as well, get to know Mahalia Jackson and Howlin' Wolf and Buddy Guy, and really understand.
That's a big thing. A lot of kids don't know that.
A lot of kids don't know, yeah. And you know, I have to say, I have worked in the music industry for years. Classical music is really my background, but just doing research for Chicago Voices, I had no idea all of the folks who are from here, who have had an impact around the world. It's really rich, really incredible, and we want to celebrate that.
One theme we always talk about on this show on and off is that Chicago does not do a very good job of honoring its musical legacy. Otis Clay and I did that. We did a thing years ago where we would walk around Bronzeville, and they have that little walk of fame around Bronzeville. Otis was a great champion of stuff going on around Bronzeville. So it's really important. The education component is really, really a key thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for students and also for adults. Yeah.
So give us all the information again. You want to hang around? We're going to have some gospel after this. I might want to get your feedback on
sure,
that.
Sure, I would love to hear a little
bit. Before we take a break, just give us real quick how people can find out more about what you're doing.
Yeah, the best way to find out more about Chicago Voices is to check out our brand new website, chicagovoices.org. It has information about everything I've mentioned tonight and a lot more. It's a website that we're going to continue to update. It's going to be really dynamic, a lot of video content, and you'll have a chance actually to check out Blue Rhythm Collective, the group I mentioned that participated in a pilot program. They're so great. I encourage you to go to chicagovoices.org and learn a little bit more.